USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Investigators say an envelope with suspicious powder was sent to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office. An envelope marked Alvin was found in the mailroom and contained a death threat. No injuries were reported. The powder was found just hours after former President Trump appeared to issue a warning that there could be violence if he ends up being indicted by a New York City grand jury. That grand jury is mulling over whether to indict Trump in connection with an alleged payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. A new report says a top former Trump White House official will have to testify about the 2021 attack on the Capitol. ABC News reports former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was among those ordered to testify by a federal judge. A grand jury is probing the events that led to a riot which turned deadly. The order to testify came as the judge rejected executive privilege claims that were made by Trump's legal team. President Biden is giving himself high marks in handling the banking crisis, but he understands why Americans are nervous.
But I do understand there's an unease about this, and these mid-sized banks have to be able to survive. And I think they'll be able to do that.
California Silicon Valley Bank and New York-based Signature Bank both failed recently. The damage totals for this week's tornado in Los Angeles are in, and they are huge.
The EF1 tornado that touched down in Montebello, California Wednesday morning caused an estimated several million dollars of damage. This business owner is still trying to process what happened.
You cannot even imagine that it can happen to you. You can see it on TV, you can see it on the movies, or you can see whatever, but when you have it on your face and your nose, when you have it right in front of you, it's something that you cannot even explain.
17 structures, most of them industrial buildings, were damaged, and 11 of them were ruled unsafe to occupy. The tornado lasted about 2 to 3 minutes and had 110 mile an hour winds. I'm Skip Kelly.
This is USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Stocks ended the week on a positive note. The major indices all posted modest gains on Friday, despite lingering banking sector concerns. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones gained 132 points, the S&P added 22 points, while the Nasdaq rose 36. It's time to get rid of junk fees, so says the White House.
President Biden is pushing Congress to get rid of what he calls junk fees. Those are hidden fees that add to the prices of concert tickets, hotel rooms, and airfare. Top White House economists say the fees cost Americans tens of billions of dollars each year. Lael Brainard, director of the National Economic Council, says they take real money out of the pockets of Americans and distort competition. I'm John Schaefer.
The World Athletics says starting on March 31st, no female transgender athlete who had gone through male puberty is permitted to compete in female world ranking competitions. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow is on the stand in her ski and run court battle. Paltrow is accused of running into and badly injuring a man and then skiing away with her friends as he remained unconscious. The incident allegedly happened at the posh Deer Valley Resort in Utah in 2016. According to the suit, it left Terry Sanderson with a permanent traumatic brain injury and 4 broken ribs. John Wick Chapter 4 established a franchise record with more than $30 million on its opening day. It's projected to take in at least $70 million at the box office. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.